This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. One more item on newspapers now. The Chicago Tribune. Chicago real estate billionaire Sam Zell bought it and other associated papers, including the Los Angeles Times and Baltimore Sun and more, last year. There have been a lot of layoffs since then. And this week, the resignation of Trib reporter Maurice Posley. He just helped the paper win another Pulitzer Prize this year, and his stories about the wrong men on death row led Illinois to stop executions. Maurice Posley, welcome to Day to Day. In your letter of resignation, you write that there's been a, quote, stunning dismantling of our newspaper. What do you mean?
This current round of layoffs, which is going to occur by the end of August, when we're going to lose about 60 bodies, is essentially the third round of either voluntary buyouts or layoffs in the last 2.5 years. And we're seeing a flow of institutional memory go out the door that I believe is pretty much unprecedented, certainly in modern times. I've been there almost 25 years. I've never seen anything like it.
Sam Zell had a conversation with Tribune Company reporters yesterday by phone with people who work at papers all around the country. He told the reporters, we're looking at some of the worst advertising numbers in the history of the world. We're doing everything we can to save jobs and papers in the long run. You understand that he's in not good circumstances.
I think that's pretty clear. You know, if the guy doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the money. It just is so stunning to have occurred so quickly. You know, when he came in, he says, my idea is not, you don't cut your way to success. Well, he's selling properties, he's cutting, he's slashing. You know, for 25 years, I walked into that newspaper and I was pretty confident. Almost every day, I didn't know what I particularly might be doing that day, but I was pretty confident that there was going to be time, space, and resources to do good journalism. And the uncertainty of it now is that who knows about time? I think, you know, each day can be potentially a new reality. And there are no guarantees now.
You wrote a letter to your colleagues about your decision to offer to resign. And in it, you say, I'm thankful for this newspaper's commitment to truth and justice. And you go on to say, now's the time for me to seek my fortunes elsewhere. Where would that be?
You know, I'm pursuing I've got lines in the water, you say, but I've also got some options here that would involve using my skills in a non-journalistic way that could accomplish some of these same goals that we had and accomplished at the Tribune.
You are a co-winner of a Pulitzer Prize this year, just a moment of incredible triumph for any reporter, and you're talking about your non-journalistic future.
This was the hardest decision I've ever made professionally. I'm fearful personally of 2 years from now at age 60, looking back and being angry and frustrated and bitter, and life is too short for that. Who is sure that these guys have the formula? Now, they're trying to do things to save the paper. I told some of my editors when I had conversations with them about leaving that, you know, you're telling me that you have a commitment to public service journalism, and I believe what you're telling me. What I don't know is if you're going to get the horses.
Maurice Posley is an investigative reporter resigning from the Chicago Tribune. He expects to be gone within a month. Maurice, thank you and good luck.
Thank you very much.